The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Jeremiah chapter 31. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines, and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when watchmen will call in the hill country of Ephraim, Arise, and let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Early on the first Easter morning, the women hastened to the tomb of Jesus. They went early. They hurried because in the very warm climate, it was essential that they get their work done as soon as possible. They had remembered the spices and the various materials needed for the embalming task. Their minds were sharply focused on the task at hand. But they were sad. They were still remembering the crucifixion and the death of Jesus. They had forgotten something. They had forgotten that Jesus, who had died, was the Son of God. They had forgotten or could not believe what he had said, that he would rise again on the third day. Thus, as they approached the tomb, they were completely taken surprise to find God's angel sitting on the stone, the door of the tomb. His message was one of joy. As we consider our text from the Gospel from Matthew 28, we look at the theme, God's joyous resurrection message. My joyous onlookers at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our first point simply says, don't be afraid. Those were the words which the angel spoke. But there could have been a great deal to be afraid of. We read, and behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. Some of you may have experienced an earthquake or two in your lifetime, depending upon where you grew up. But they're not really a Midwestern dilemma. The earthquake at this time could have very well been a message of judgment to the unbelievers and the enemies of Jesus. Earthquakes are one of the signs of the coming of the end of the world. Scripture says, and you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these are merely the beginning of birth pangs, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations. And then the end shall come. So what do the ladies find? They find the angel, the Lord, sitting upon the stone, the door of the tomb. The angel is there as angels before have been, as God's spokesman. Think about it for a moment. Angels were not only involved in announcing his incarnation to Mary, but angels are there at his birth, and now angels are there at his glorious resurrection. The reality of the angel at the open tomb rendered the guards helpless. Matthew says, and his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Such brilliance and power was there exhibited in this great event. For these women had come seeking to find a dead Jesus. They were prepared to properly prepare his dead body for burial. What had been done in haste on Good Friday was now going to be done with great care, so they thought. What they find in the presence, though, of the angel is a messenger of great joy. Hear again what he says. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he was lying. Come and see and believe and rejoice and tell. God's joyous resurrection message from the angel is come and see the empty tomb, which is our second point. The women are able to draw near now with no fear, for the angel was bringing good news for what had taken place. Sin has been dealt with once and for all by what happened on Good Friday when Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished." Jesus had done what only Jesus could do. Defeat sin, death, and the power of the devil. God the Father, in raising his Son, Jesus, from the dead, was accepting the payment for sin earned and delivered by his Son on Good Friday. Scripture says, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. He made him who knew no sin to be sin in our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Death has lost its power. Death had come about because of the consequence of the sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve. Simply put, eat from it and you will die. They ate, they died. Death spread to all men because all sinned. The wages of sin is death, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's each one of us, my friends. Because, though, of the living Jesus, death's sting is gone. O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith in Christ Jesus, we have been brought back into a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. In the living Jesus, eternal separation is brought back into eternal togetherness with God. In Jesus, we have entered and received eternal life. In Jesus, our bodies will also be raised from the grave on the last day. But it doesn't end there. For the angel says, go quickly and tell others that Jesus lives, which is our final point. We go to one, and then we go to another. We go especially to those who are fearful, to those who may be feeling guilty, or may be dealing with sadness in their lives. The disciples at this time probably fit under all of those categories. For they were gathered behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. They would have been sad because of the death of Jesus. And they were probably feeling guilty because, in essence, they had deserted Jesus in his hour of great need. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. We need to get going quickly to those who may be near death, for we can bring them the message that conquers death, the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. It says, and they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report it to the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and take word to my brethren to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me. Evidence of Jesus' resurrection is meant to be manifested in the life of believers. As Paul said in our epistle lesson, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Remember, where Jesus promises to be in his word and in his sacraments. As you come and eat at this rail, Jesus will feed you, Jesus will forgive you, and Jesus will raise you up and give you his shed body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. That too is a message of joy. The joy of it is multiplied as we see its lasting value, as we see its application in every circumstance in life. Yes, Jesus does live. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.